good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
And I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
World government is the structure necessary for global justice.
First, we Americans are going to have to yield up some of our sovereignty. That's going to be, to many, a bitter pill. Pat Robertson has written in a book a few years ago that we should have a world government, but only when the Messiah arrives. He wrote, and literally, any attempt to achieve world order before that time must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
Welcome back to another edition of the Prepper Recon Podcast. We're going to fight them off. A United Nations army couldn't hold us back. While you're at PrepperRecon.com, stop by the Prepper Recon supply store. We've got a great selection of Molly compression packs, hydration kits, and our new concealed carry tactical slings. All the packs and slings come with your choice of patch to let liberals know how you feel. We have some very cool Moulin Lab patches, come and take it patches, sheepdog, zombie response team, and matching U.S. flag patches. Of course, we still have our fully stocked Molly-compatible individual first aid kits as well. Just click the store tab at the top of the PrepperRecon.com homepage.
Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, water filters, bug-out bags, and first aid kits. Use coupon code PrepperRecon for 5% off your entire order at CampingSurvival.com.
Today's guest is Weston Warren. Weston, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. Good to hear from you.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on. Now, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. My resume is quite broad. I played professional sports when I was younger, hockey. I was a goaltender. I have a multitude of degrees. I always liked science when I was younger. I graduated early from high school. I was 17 when I went to college. My first degree is in chemistry, and I have an environmental science degree. And I was involved for a number of years in mid-90s, like around 1996 on. I got involved in a special type of construction because back when I played hockey, I used some of my money from hockey, and I bought a construction company in St. Louis, Missouri, which is where I grew up. And this construction I got involved in the mid-90s was called Insulated Concrete Form, ICF, Insulated Concrete Form Construction. And it's the styrofoam blocks, 2.5-3 inches thick. You kind of stack them like Legos on top of each other. You put rebar, vertical and horizontal rebar, and pump it with concrete. And that's your structure system. So this ICF from the footing all the way up to the roof line is this insulated concrete structure. And it's bulletproof, really. It's R50, very highly insulated, R50 rating. It's tornado resistant, hurricane resistant, fire resistant, earthquake resistant. And I got to building these structures in the Midwest, Missouri, Illinois, Kansas area. And the popularity grew, but I kind of got into a niche business that I didn't know existed. I was building these high-end homes that also had hidden bunkers. Actually, the house is like a bunker above ground. When the house is completed, you can't tell it's an ICF house. It could have stucco, bricks, any kind of siding. It could be in a subdivision. It looks like a normal stick-built 2x4, 2x6 frame home, but it's not. These homes I built had bulletproof glass in them. Fire-resistant exterior material. They were like bunkers, but they were pretty, not an eyesore, beautiful homes. And a lot of them had underground facilities, storehouses. And a lot of these people were ex-political leaders, ex-military, CEOs of major corporations. And I figured these guys know something that I don't know because of these plans being in construction, building it. This wasn't ordinary homes. And they wanted ICF. And the reason why I'm giving you this background, it all ties in, that they wanted a home with protection. They had, as I mentioned, in the basements, they would have hidden structures. I didn't ask, but it seems to me they could have like storable food, perhaps gold and silver, guns, maybe paintings. I don't know, because there were fire-resistant rooms. And with ICF, it's kind of like a cave, so it maintained a 50-degree temperature year-round. That's one reason why they're so energy efficient. But no one asked me, but one particular project, because I work 7 days a week, I maybe tend to be a workaholic, I decided to do an indoor air quality test on one of the completed homes. Being a chemist, I was just kind of interested. And I did the indoor air quality test, and when I got the results back, I was shocked because the results were not good. It's a brand new house, right? But the ratings, the VOCs, volatile organic compounds, and the components were just off the chart. And I kind of panicked. I thought, oh, my goodness, here I am building these multi-million dollar structures, personal homes. I also built schools and retail shopping centers out of ICF. See lawsuits coming, and I also care about people, so I didn't want to build something that was hazardous and gassing them while they're sleeping and eating, living in their home. So I thought, how can I scrub or purify the air and mainly get these VOCs? Because being a new home, it didn't have mold or mildew at that point, like an older home might have. No radon gas, we would test for that, and if there was radon gas, it was vented properly. But volatile organic compounds, the formaldehydes, acrylics, and glues from the building materials, they were just trapped in this R50 home. So hitting the internet doing research about how to scrub the air, because HEPA filters and air filter, that doesn't cut it, because VOCs, we're talking at a molecular level vapor, go right through a HEPA filter. So I stumbled across a technology that NASA and MIT developed called PCO, photocatalytic oxidation, PCO. So I was reading up on that, and I thought, wait a minute, this will work, because I'll explain in a minute if you want me to get into detail on PCO. The technology will break down or neutralize, disassociate volatile organic compounds, and that's what I wanted. Be able to take harmful formaldehyde, acrylics, and glues, break them down to where if you inhaled them, they weren't carcinogens, that they would be broken down into byproducts that were healthy, or at least not hazardous. So as I investigated the PCO technology, NASA and MIT developed it for the space program, the International Space Station, and the space shuttle missions. Because what they did is, some people might not know, the space station and space shuttle missions, they have labs up there, zero gravity labs. So a lot of government agencies and individual corporations get on a waiting list to have their time, their experiments up in zero gravity lab. Tens of thousands of dollars per hour. It's not cheap. And waiting list could be 4 or 7 years. So what NASA wanted to do for one thing is, you have this zero gravity lab in the space station or the short-term space shuttle missions when they're in orbit. The last thing you want is to have an experiment compromised because of microbial contamination. And believe me, microbes can exist in zero gravity. In fact, they've got bacteria on the outside of the Mir station. It was in the news recently. So it can grow in zero gravity, cold temperatures, lack of oxygen, aerobic conditions, anaerobic conditions. So this technology would clean the air and surfaces of all pathogens and microbial contaminants. And also in the space station, they have hydroponic plants to grow food. Because the theory is, of course, if you have any kind of space exploration, you need to be able to grow food in space if you have any chance of some type of exploration long term. And plants produce, there's plant pathogens, of course, that can eat away at the plants, but they also produce ethylene gas, and the PCO technology diffuses ethylene gas. That's a main component in decomposition. For example, when a banana or an apple starts to brown, starts to age if it's sitting on your kitchen countertop, that's because of ethylene gas starts the decomposition, and PCO technology diffuses it. So it created a healthy environment for the plant, hydroponic plant space technology. So I read up on it, and this is in 2003. What I did is I joined a team that took the original PCO, what we call the first generation PCO technology that NASA and MIT developed for the space program. And after 10 and a half years of research, Mr. Tupman and I, who's now retired, lives out in Texas, we were able to improve NASA's design by 1,000%, which in the science field, they didn't think it was possible. You won't hear this on Wall Street Journal or Bloomberg News or any of the fake media, Fox News, CNN, but it was really a breakthrough that to take photocatalytic oxidation and improve it by 1,000%. What it means for mankind, and the reason why I started this whole project and sunk every penny that I had in this 10 and a half year research study, is this photocatalytic oxidation technology, when it's operating in your home or in a school, elementary, junior high, high school, a locker room, a restaurant, a hospital, airport, you name it, anywhere, any indoor environment, any virus, pathogen, or microbe that's in the air or on a surface is neutralized, eliminated in less than a tenth of a second. Probably actually closer to a hundredth of a second. But it breaks down into oxygen and water vapor, so it's extremely safe for humans, plants, and animals. But if you're a virus or a pathogen microbe in the air and surface, it neutralizes or kills it in less than 1/100th of a second.
It's time for a quick break, and we'll be right back. The dollar's lost over 90% of its purchasing power since 1971. Silver, on the other hand, has proved to be a very stable form of wealth preservation over the years. And where do you buy silver? Silver.com, of course. Silver.com offers fantastic prices on silver and gold. Check out silver.com today.
And then you said it also purifies for chemicals and things that are in our in the things that we use from day to day.
Correct. That's the VOCs, volatile organic compounds. See, the problem, Mark, is that the air, as an adult, when from a teenager up to an adult, we breathe the equivalent of an Olympic swimming pool, 32,000 gallons in 24 hours. So if you picture, if you're not a swimmer, perhaps you've seen the Olympics, Summer Olympics, you've seen an Olympic-sized swimming pool, six lanes. You know, picture that swimming pool full of water. You got the shallow end and the deep end where the diving boards are. That's what we breathe every 24 hours, is the equivalent, that volume of water. That's what we breathe in 24 hours. But you can't see what's in the air that we breathe. So can you imagine every day when you breathe a swimming pool, Olympic-sized swimming pool of air, there are microscopic viruses, pathogens, and vapors, volatile organic compounds. The eye will never see them. Sometimes even microscopes can't see it. And it goes right into your lungs, your bronchial tubes, your lungs, into your bloodstream system, and there's no defense except for your immune system. So that's why most, for example, the EPA shows that they've spent millions of dollars in the federal studies. 70% of all illnesses in the world is due to poor indoor air. So if you address the indoor air contaminants, you've eliminated 70% of all the world's illnesses. That's not my figures. You can look that up. Just search at U Start page or some search engine like that and look it up. It's very common knowledge.
So it's fantastic that they have this technology for the space station and stuff like that. But is there any way that just the common guy, somebody like me, would be able to access this technology for my home?
Absolutely. That's what I did. That's where I came in. Because when I studied this, I thought, wait a minute. Why does not only does NASA have this, but the Navy has this. But I'm not privy to the inside scoop. I have some theories and some information, but I don't have any clearance of the agencies or anything of that nature. But I know the Navy has this for their submarines and aircraft carriers, underground base facilities, which are all over. Got that big facility, the Denver Airport, and so forth. NASA, I thought, how come this isn't available for the whole world? So when we started this research, my whole goal was take the original PCO technology, try to enhance it, improve it, and get it to where it's affordable for every man, woman, and child, not just the rich and famous, but whether you're a single mother with two kids, downtown Detroit or Central Africa, a technology where you have to have electricity, unfortunately. But as long as you have electricity, get this technology for your home, or your place of business? And the answer is yes. That's exactly what we did. It's manufactured now in 3 factories. It's worldwide. This technology is very popular in Asia. The air quality is horrific in there because all the factories have moved over there. Sometimes you can't even – there's days and days of just pollution. That's why they walk around with particle masks you see all the time in the subways, and they have scarves. It's terrible. So we're very big in Asia. And in the United States, the word's getting out. But, of course, we're stepping on some toes. And I didn't know this. I was a little naive as far as the infrastructure. But, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, they're one of the big giants. You have oil, the oil industry, the military-industrial complex, and pharmaceutical. And if you step on one of their toes, they'll squash you, step on you like an ant. And they want to sell, of course, antibiotics and – pharmaceuticals that treat the symptoms. The last thing they want is some guy, Weston Warren, to come along and Mr. Tupman to invent a technology that's effective and you don't need their antibiotics and their prescription drugs. So we have some resistance here in the United States because of that reason. We have the only technology that kills all gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria. There's many antibiotic-resistant strains, superbugs. You've heard that term before. There are many superbugs that are in the United States hospital system right now. 340 people a day are dying in hospitals. A 19-year-old kid in a car accident. Someone 65, 70 years old had a hip replacement surgery. The surgery went fine, but the 19-year-old kid, the 70-year-old hip replacement, dead on a doornail because an infection got in their wound in the hospital. And there's no cocktail combination of antibiotics that are work. 340 people a day are dying in the United States. You don't hear it on the news. Our technology kills every one of those antibiotic-resistant bacterium.
And that's a huge problem. I saw a Frontline episode about how the antibiotic-resistant staff and things like that will get in a hospital and. And it's really, really a difficult thing for them to eradicate it and get it out of the facility altogether. And so it sounds like, the CPO technology might do that.
It is. I hope the listeners of the show don't think I'm trying to push a product. I'm really being honest and serious. We have the only technology, safe, inexpensive technology that will work in hospitals and nursing homes, ambulance, any type of situation where people are sick and there's bodily fluids, people coughing, sneezing, vomiting, bleeding. This kills it instantly, 1/100th of a second. If you were to cough or sneeze, before your germs can travel 2 feet, they've been neutralized by our technology. But you can be around it every day, 24 hours a day, like I have for over 12 years now, perfectly harmless to the human body, animals, and plants. So this is the solution where right now they're pulling their hair out. They don't have any. So what are they going to wear? Mask, Lysol, and mop and clean? It's their protocols that they have now hand sanitizers, which don't work as well as they should. Those are archaic, almost like caveman, knuckle-dragging techniques that aren't working. Our technology is the real deal.
And you must be fairly well-versed in biohazards, either natural or from an attack. How at risk are we for those types of threats?
Well, you're not going to like what I have to say. Let me tell you something, Mark. I'm being honest, and I don't know how many people listen, you know, to your show, but I'll just lay it all out in the open. I don't have many friends, and it's not because I'm a mean guy or anything of that nature. It's just I tell the truth, and I know what's out there, and no one wants to hear what I have to say. So you don't get invited anywhere because I look at what's going on, and it's pretty bleak. My assessment is the Ebola virus that we're seeing. There's many strains. I think it's man-made. It's a bioweapon. It is airborne. Don't let them tell you otherwise. I think my impression is I don't know who's behind it, which governments or military agencies, because I'm not part of the bad group. I'm one of the scientists that works on the good side. But what they do is my suspicion is they always pick on African nations, for example. Back in the 70s, I think, is when they started the first generation of the Ebola virus. They deliberately infect villages, and they put tags, genome tags, marker tracers on this, and then they watch how fast it spreads. They take blood samples, and they're monitoring the situation. They might pretend to be an NGO, you know, Doctors Without Borders. I'm not saying they do it. That's just an example of an NGO. So you've got humanitarian aid going over there, but I think some of them are implants and they're pretending to help, but what they're doing is actually collecting data, and they look and see how well these man-made variants work, and they tweak them. And this is something that started in the 70s, and I think I know of about 27, 28 strains. There's probably more, because I'm not in the inner circle. And they've tweaked it over the years. And they have these bioweapons now. The one I'm really worried about, we can talk later if you have time, is the avian flu. I think that's the one that's going to kill more than the Ebola. They tweak these to where now they've got them, I think, race-specific. I think they even have it down to age. For example, if they want to target Asian males between 20 and 40, I think they've got that down pat. If they want African descent females from 50 to 70. I think they've got it down to that fine tuned.
And then to answer your question, we've got about 29,000 folks that will listen to the show on a regular month, and out of that group, a large part of them are already sort of past the normalcy bias, so they're pretty much already beyond the point of like unfriending you because you're telling them something that they don't want to hear. And you know, of course, anytime you have a group that large, you've got a few folks that are kind of tuning in for the first time. But for the large part of them, they tend to be the prepper folks that are already tuned in and know that there's threats that our government don't always tell us about, and they tend to not be trusting of the powers that be as well. So for most of them, they're gonna really appreciate everything that you're telling us today. Now, what would an entry level system like this cost? And also, where could we obtain something like that?
Okay, we have a small unit called the 1500. So, because it covers about 1500 square feet, so I'm not too creative on the names of the products.
But that's nice. It's pretty. It's easy to figure out. You know, how much do I need, and you know, how many do I need, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, the 1500. Is a plug-in unit. It's portable. It looks like a little tiny stereo speaker. I'm looking at one right now that I have near my office desk. It's about 9 inches by 9 inches cube. So it's not It's not noisy. It's not tall. It's lightweight. Plugs into a 110 outlet. Step down 12 volt transformer. So it's just a 12 volt unit. It's about $320. And then it goes up from there. So that's a small unit for apartments and condos. Then we have the probe, the HVAC heating, ventilation, and air conditioning for to go into your duct work. So if you have central air, you have your duct system, your metal duct system, and just like here in Missouri, above your furnace, you have the A-coil, and above the A-coil is your plenum, your supply plenum, and it's usually the gray tin duct metal. You drill a 3.5-inch hole and slip the probe in. We have a 5-inch, a 9-inch, and a 14-inch probe. And you insert the probe into your duct system, and it's attached by 4 sheet metal screws, and you plug it in. That's it. No other maintenance or anything. It stays on. All of our technology should really stay on 24 hours, 7 days a week. And the probe, a 9-inch probe, will do a house up to 3,000 square feet, and that's around $690.
Now, that's really a comparable price to what you would pay for like a UV light that you would have inserted into your duct to take care of mold. Does the PCO technology, does that kill mold?
Oh yeah, all mold, every mold. The
so for the same price, you could basically get something that's going to take care of the mold, which a lot of folks are doing in there. Especially, I live in South Florida, so down here, I mean, it's humid in on Christmas. You know, we've got 85% humidity on Christmas Day. So, you know, down here, a lot of folks are getting that inserted into their ductwork for their AC, and so for about the same price, they could have it, and it would be taking care of all of these additional threats.
Yes, you brought up several points. Hopefully I won't forget. So many things came to mind when you said that. This is my biased opinion because I've been working on this so long. It's like my child, this brainchild. My opinion is everyone should have this in their home because if you suffer from asthma and allergies, 1 out of 4 people have asthma and allergies. 0 incidents with our technology. How do you put a price tag on that when you sleep good at night? It helps with people with sleep apnea, pet dander, odors, mold and mildew. The quality of living is just off the chart with purified air, and most people spend their time indoors. This isn't the 1940s and 50s anymore where everyone was outside. So you're indoors all day at work, at school, you come home, you're indoors. So to have that indoor air quality, your health advantages, and it's miserable when you suffer from asthma and allergies, or you've got a situation where someone's had a cat and they get married and there's no way the cat's going to go and the husband's allergic to the cat. Well, this helps with pet dander and all the allergens. Smoke, tobacco smoke, 178 chemicals, and tobacco, this diffuses all 178 chemicals. It's just amazing technology. But yeah, when you're in the southern states where you are, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, et cetera, boy, the humidity and mold and mildew, major problem. So we do very well in those states with this technology. But to answer your question of the UV, I'm glad you brought that up. The UV technology is actually late 60s. That's late 60s, early 70s technology. It was good at the time, and it really came into being with Legionnaire's disease. That's when I think that outbreak happened in Philadelphia with someone when they had a reunion, and they got sick, and many of them died. And they found out that the Legionella, the bacteria was growing on the A coil, the refrigerant coil. This bacteria, black in color, and when the air conditioning kicked on, the spores broke loose and traveled out the vents. And of course, everyone in their hotel was breathing and got into their lungs and killed them. Well, when they came up with the ultraviolet light, the frequency of ultraviolet light is such that it's able to neuter or sterilize the bacteria. But the problem is for a bacterium to be neutralized by a UV bulb, it must be in present of that bulb in that wavelength for about 2.5 seconds. That's minimum. It needs to be exposed to that light for 2.5 seconds and really needs to be within 8 inches. So if a bacterium is 12 inches away or it flies past the bulb in 1.5 seconds, nothing happens to that bacterium. But if it's within 8 inches effectively and it's there for 2.5 seconds, bam, it's neutralized, it's dead. So they found that if you put a UV bulb in the proximity of the A coil of your heating and cooling system, it keeps Legionella and other bacteria from growing on the fins and the copper coils. And that was great technology in the 60s and 70s. The problem is it only works in that 8-inch envelope parked right there. It does nothing for any bacterium that's 2 feet away, 8 feet away. It certainly doesn't do any good for bacterium that's on a tabletop or in the carpet in the basement. So PCO technology is not a passive system, meaning the bacterium has to come to it. It's an active system. We create a bipolar molecular compound, positive hydrogen ions and negative oxygen ions. So these positive hydrogen ions, negative oxygen ions, they click together and they form a cluster, like grapes. If you go to a grocery store and you pick up grapes, yeah, well, so once this ion cluster is generated by our technology, it forms a plasma. And this plasma, its main ingredient is hydrogen peroxide, H2O2, plasma plus O-2 superoxide. And so these ion clusters are propelled into the room, whether it's the portable unit, like I told you, the 1500, or the probe that you slip into your HVAC system. These ion clusters are gently propelled in the room, and they float everywhere. So they're cleaning the walls, the carpet, underneath your chair, inside your drawers, in your bathroom and kitchen, the toilet seat, doorknobs. The ion clusters, anywhere ambient air can reach, the ion clusters are being dispersed. There's no place a virus, pathogen, a microbe can hide, because as soon as the ion cluster touches the surface of a virus or pathogen, that's when the kill takes place in 1/100th of a second. So it creates a very clean and healthy indoor environment.
It's fantastic. Now, where can I buy this?
I'll give you two websites. The manufacturer, the company that manufactures these products and bought the patents, the intellectual property from Mr. Tutman and I, is called Puradigm, P-U-R-A-D-I-G-M. Puradigm. Some people mistake and say paradigm, but it's Puradigm with a U. P-U-R-A-D. You can go to new.puradigm.com.
Awesome.
And then my website is globalenvirotech.com. So it's the word global and then enviro, enviro.tech.com.
Awesome. So we'll have links to both of those in today's show notes. And then before the show started today, we were talking about the polar vortex and what you and the rest of the scientific community has figured out about global warming and it being a hoax. And what we should actually be expecting in the way of global cooling over the next period of years. And I think what we're going to have to do is get you back on for a whole show for that, because I think that's something that's very in depth, and I think that's something that the prepper community is definitely going to want to know about, because it's going to have a lot of effects on us. So I'm hoping that we can get you back on the show to talk about that. Would that be good?
Oh, absolutely. And before we but are you about wrapping this up?
Yes.
Okay. One thing I'll say real quick is, for all the listeners, this, of course, our technology is fantastic. I want everyone to have it, but, boost your immune system, which they already know, eat right, get sleep, boost your immune system. And then as things progress, really keep your ears to the news as, these outbreaks, even if they try to cover these outbreaks, adjust your social pattern. I'd highly recommend stay away. I know you're going to hate me. Stay away from maybe not go. Don't go to movies and movie theaters or a football game. If you go grocery shopping, try to go grocery shopping at 1 a.m. where there's less crowd. Because the time is coming because these rhinoviruses are airborne through coughing and sneezing. We might have to adjust our soap to try to stay away from anyone that's contagious that might cough or sneeze on you while you're waiting in line. I think that's last few seconds of advice.
Sure, that's great advice. And we always try to encourage folks to, you know, to have the provisions to be able to shelter in place and stay home in case of anything, whether it's any type of an outbreak or whatever it is. And I like what you said about keeping your ear to the news. And it's important, I think, to make sure that you're keeping your ear to the right news, because obviously I don't think that we can trust MSNBC or CNN or Fox to give us all of the correct news. They often gloss over some very important things at best, and at worst they may be in cahoots with the government to actually actively try to cover things up. So where do you go for your news?
They are all those corporate media. They're lying. That they're in cahoots. They're all in fear of getting fired, so they're all in lockstep. Ebola patients are definitely being disappeared. They're also falsifying medical documents and saying that it's malaria. It's not malaria. It's Ebola. There's a scam going on. So the only way to get the real news is your network. It's your network. It's everyone. I don't know. SGT Report. Alex Jones of InfoWars. Matt Drudge. Greg Hunter, Max Kaiser, all the alternative. You're the true media. You're the real media. You're just wasting your time going to the fake, phony, dinosaur corporate media.
Good advice. And I do. I listen to the Alex Jones, the Nightly News, which is you can get that free. You know, he has a subscription show, but also you can download the podcast free, and then also his nightly news is available usually at the end of the night on YouTube, and we've got the Roku box, so we're able to send that to our TV, and we typically, it's not the best thing to watch before you go to sleep, because some of it's kind of scary sometimes, but it tends to be good information. And, you know, he's been called a conspiracy theorist. He's been called, you know, saying that it was fear mongering when he said that that they were going to come for our guns. But, you know, he said that. And then after Katrina, we had house to house gun confiscation. And then he said, you know, he was called a conspiracy theorist for saying that we were turned into a police state and we were going to have house to house searches, warrantless searches. And then after the Boston bombing, we had house to house warrantless searchings, and an entire community was basically locked down and turned into a militarized zone. So he keeps getting vindicated for everything that he predicts. So it's getting harder and harder to keep discounting him as a conspiracy theorist, isn't he?
Oh, you're right. Your show, his show, the Natural News, Mike the Health Ranger, all the gang that you belong to, all the alternative. What's good about you guys is they're not fear mongers. They're not conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact. They all provide references, the white papers or news articles. Everything is verified with references. So these are the real guys. That's the only place to go to get your news. And they're very open with their sources. And if you're not lazy, you can do the research and go, yep, oh, he's right. Yep, she's right. Yep, that's exactly right. That's what this report says. You don't get that on the fake commercial media.
Nope. So, Weston, thanks again. Great stuff.
Let's talk again about the fake global warming and the long-term trend. People really need to know. It's kind of scary what's coming as far as our planet.
We'll do that. Thanks again.
Thanks.
Are we living in a time of which there is more prophetic writings than of any period in history? Noah Parker, like many in the United States, has been asleep at the wheel. During his complacency, the founding precepts of America have been slowly, systematically destroyed by a conspiracy that dates back hundreds of years. The signs can no longer be ignored. Watch through the eyes of Noah Parker and his family as a global empire takes shape. Ancient writings are fulfilled to biblical prophecy concerning end times. Buy The Days of Noah in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.